With Congress headed toward adjournment this month before the November 4th presidential and congressional election, chances appear dim that agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea will come to the floor. The pact with Colombia has been a key part of President Bush's free trade agenda, which has seen a total of 11 accords concluded so far. However, after the president suddenly sent the Colombia Accord to Capitol Hill earlier this year, defying timing that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi preferred, she used a procedural tactic to indefinitely delay a vote. In 2007, Democrats, Republicans, and the Bush administration had reached an agreement on reopening negotiations with governments to strengthen labor and environmental provisions. Free trade agreements remain controversial in the United States, where Americans have seen tens of thousands of jobs go overseas and are a factor in the presidential contest between Democrat Barack Obama and Republican John McCain. The Bush administration and supporters insist that accords will help grow U.S. exports and create jobs at home. U.S. Commerce Secretary Carlos Guterres.
We call on Congress to do the right thing, to do the responsible thing for our country now, and pass these three trade agreements. Get them up for a vote.
At Wednesday's outdoor pro-trade rally, Colombia's Trade Minister Luis Guillermo Plata addressed the concern voiced by human rights groups that his government has not done enough to end attacks on labor unionists.
That's not true. We're making a huge effort. We're making a tremendous effort to fight violence and to fight impunity. But not because of an FTA. We're doing it because of the right thing to do.
Also appearing were Panama's ambassador to the United States, Federico Humbert Arias, and Lee Dae-sik, South Korea's representative in Washington.
It is important that we all put policy over politics to get these right agreements done through the floor.
We are ready to create level playing field, and we are ready to make our economy more transparent and rule-abiding.
Louisiana Republican Congressman Jim McCreary says Democrats are ignoring clear advantages American workers could expect if the pending accords are approved.
Are clear. The advantages to American workers and to American business are easily discernible. The only thing that lies in the way is politics. And we thought we accommodated even the politics.
Susan Schwab is U.S. Trade Representative.
Unless we avail ourselves of this wonderful opportunity for U.S. workers and farmers and ranchers, we will find ourselves on the losing end of preferential trade agreements worldwide.
A spokesman for Speaker Pelosi has said she remains open to holding a House vote on the Colombia Accord, but only if lawmakers first deal with economic issues facing Americans. Colombian officials hope Democrats will agree to bring the Colombian agreement up for a vote in a late session this December. However, there's no sign that Democrats intend to do anything other than complete work for the year in late September prior to the November 4th presidential election, and there are currently no plans for an extra lame duck session in December. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.